From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. A ride-sharing service that's now available through a smartphone app has come to Miami. But some in the taxi cab industry are not so excited about the service, called Lyft. WLRN intern Jeffy Bernard has more on this.
Lyft is not a cab service. First, it requires that the user download a smartphone app. If there are any Lyft drivers in the area, you can contact the driver through the app to request a pickup. The drivers use their own private vehicles. Miami-Dade County requires taxicab drivers to go through a lengthy licensing process, but Lyft drivers don't need a taxi license. Diego Feliciano's president of the South Florida Taxi Cab Association. He says that's unfair and has concerns about the safety of passengers.
Example, a Lyft driver moves here from New York. He's got his own car, starts driving for Lyft. He doesn't know Miami. So he goes up the one-way street and has a head-on collision with you in the car.
Alma Aldridge is Lyft's launch team manager. She says Lyft is simply connecting people to the drivers, not providing transportation.
Again, because we are peer-to-peer and it's not a commercially licensed service, we believe that allows us to enter the space in a very different way.
Earlier this year, a similar ride-sharing service called Uber tried to start operations in Miami-Dade, but county commissioners blocked that effort. I'm Jeffy Bernard in Miami.
And on the subject of apps, Florida wildlife officials have created a new one to try to track an invasive fish that's a major threat to Florida's underwater ecosystem. The Report Florida Lionfish app allows users to report sightings of lionfish, submit photos, and share other information. Lionfish have no predators and are voracious eaters. Officials say the numbers of lionfish in the Atlantic have spiked dramatically since they were first spotted in Florida waters in the 1980s. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatteo.